Right. Well, Horse Cave, the cave, not the town, but the cave itself, which was later renamed Hidden River Cave, has a kind of an infamous reputation. We were known as perhaps the most polluted cave in America for many years. The town's sewage systems were dumping into the cave on a regular basis. There were a number of industrial spills, and the cave entrance just had a horrible odor for decades. And so my organization, the American Cave Conservation Association, saw this as an opportunity to create an educational center around a problem that was one of the most visible problems that you could possibly find, hopefully clean up the mess, and then have not only a success story, but a good reason to talk to school children and adults about why these kinds of things are bad. When you talk to people about caves, most people don't understand that they're tied to the groundwater system. They're tied. They're endangered species. There are lots of different natural resources that can be damaged. What goes down must come up. When you live in a terrain where there are the world's biggest and longest caves, where you have literally thousands of sinkholes, which represent rainwater eating away cave passages underneath your land, there's a tendency for people that want to dispose of things to do it in the simplest, most effective manner. And the easiest place to throw your trash if you're on a farm is in a sinkhole. It's round and deep and it looks like a trash can. We have to make those connections in people's minds that when they do that, they're trashing their water. Because they don't see water in these sinkholes. They just see a round, deep hole. They don't understand that that is where the water goes. That's the vein of the water system. You know, if I want to get a shot, if I've got the flu, and they really want to get the medicine to me in a hurry, they can't just stick the needle anywhere. They need to hit that vein. Well, when you put things in a sinkhole, you're hitting the groundwater vein. And that's where's into the cave. For the most part, the cave is a lot better than it was back in the 1970s. We still have some ongoing problems that we deal with. It's a huge drainage basin. A lot of bad things can go into the ground, and the land around Horse Cave is like a big chunk of Swiss cheese, which is just filled with holes. And so if somebody puts the wrong thing down in one of those holes, we see it. So we're here in Horse Cave not only because we have a tremendous educational opportunity, but if we weren't in Horse Cave, I pretty much fear that the cave would essentially become seriously damaged again. We are a nonprofit environmental organization. We have memberships. We're always looking for support for the work that we do. We don't only protect and operate Hidden River Cave, but we do conservation projects in caves throughout the United States. And so if you like caves and you want to belong to a group of people that likes caves, then get in touch with us. We have a very nice website, www.cavern.org. So we're easy to find. And I hope people will come down here and see the cave.